I'm Carol Hills. President-elect Donald Trump made a lot of people nervous when he tweeted about nuclear weapons yesterday. He wrote that the U.S. should, quote, greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capability, raising the possibility of a return to a Cold War-style arms race with Russia. For decades, the U.S. and the Soviet Union threatened each other with nuclear destruction, but they did eventually find a way to work together to reduce their arsenals. The World's Daniel Gross joins me in the studio to tell me more about one moment in that partnership. Daniel, what's the current state of America's nuclear weapons, and how did we get here?
The United States right now has over 4,000 nuclear weapons stockpiled, available for potential use. And when you look at that number, it seems fairly large. But in the context of history, this is actually an incredibly low number. It's the result of many, many years of the United States and Russia working together to get rid of nuclear weapons, to actually dismantle them.
Now, an important part of that teamwork started exactly 25 years ago. What happened then?
At this time in 1991, the Soviet Union was falling apart. Just last week, I was at a conference in Washington that was looking back at that moment. And specifically, it was looking back at an agreement between the U.S. and Russia. So in 1991, a Democratic and a Republican senator come together, Sam Nunn and Richard Lugar, and they build a program to send Americans to Russia and help Russia get rid of loose nuclear weapons. I want to play you a bit of tape. This is Richard Lugar, the Republican senator for 36 years. He actually visited a Soviet missile silo while the Soviet Union was crumbling. And this is what he saw.
We were taking a great missile out of a silo and went down to the base there and saw that where the guards were, there were pictures of American cities. And I had been mayor of Indianapolis, Indiana, for 8 years. It never occurred to me throughout that period of time that we might have been a target, that one or two of those warheads could have obliterated the whole city.
So Lugar told me that he realized how important teamwork was when a few Russian officials actually visited him in Washington.
And they said, well, you are the targets of our nuclear weapons, and the people that have been guarding the weapons have been deserting. You are very vulnerable right now.
Did I hear Senator Lugar correctly? Was he suggesting that Russian troops that were guarding these nuclear weapons were starting to just kind of wander off in the waning days of the Soviet Union?
That's totally right. In this moment of transition, Russian soldiers were actually leaving nuclear weapons potentially unguarded.
Wow.
So for Lugar, collaboration on nuclear disarmament really was about keeping U.S. cities safe. It was a defensive move.
Did it work both ways? Did Russian inspectors or Russian officials come to the U.S. to reduce missiles as well?
They did. I spoke to a Russian general last week, Viktor Yesin, and he remembers that when this program began, he came to see American missile silos, and Americans went to Russian missile silos. And the general was surprised that these two sides had so much in common.
Потом, когда началось это сотрудничество, мы поняли, что мы не враги друг друга.
As it was unusual, we always considered ourselves rivals, but after the cooperation began, we understood that we weren't enemies.
С открытой душой пошли на сотрудничество.
And we started to cooperate kind of with an open heart.
What became of that collaboration between the U.S. and Russia?
The United States and Russia are not currently collaborating on this particular project. After Russian actions in Crimea and in the Ukraine, this collaboration was suspended. And so at the moment, Russian and American nuclear experts aren't really talking to each other.
It's so amazing because you don't hear anybody even talk about something like the arms race. It wasn't that long ago that it ended, but it's just not even in the radar.
Yeah, Americans really tend to think of the Cold War as a closed chapter. But it feels like we're at the start of a new chapter right now.
The World's Daniel Gross. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you.